Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will spend today with Jesus as we begin our day in a gospel passage, in prayer, and in meditation, beginning a conversation with Jesus that will last throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we're spending today with Jesus. And of course, we get to spend every day with Jesus, so we might as well start today. And I've got my Bible open in front of me, John, the Gospel of John, chapter 11. I've got my coffee, got my journal, and I'm excited to just talk for a bit with all of you, and then we'll continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day. And just a quick note about the word amen. Amen means so be it, let it be. And that's classically how Christians have kind of landed the plane when it comes to prayer. But let's not say the amen at the end of our time this morning. Let's just continue to talk with Jesus. And then as we're falling off to sleep tonight, maybe the last thing we say is amen. So be it, let it be. We've spent the day walking and talking with Jesus because today is the day that the Lord has made. And so the title of the podcast is Entering Pain, but we're not talking about entering our pain. We're talking about entering into the pain of other people. Ironically, when we choose to enter into the pain of other people, we find that we tap our pain and something happens in the relationship that is transformative and deep and dynamic. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. So the title of the podcast this morning is Entering Pain. And so the question, the simple question is, what are those around you grieving right now in this season? Not what are you grieving, not what are you missing, but what are those around you missing or grieving? How are they hurting? I mean, think about a good friend or a spouse or a coworker or a young child or maybe a teenage child or maybe an adult child or a neighbor or whoever. But the reality is when we do relationship with other people, we become very aware of how they're grieving or how they're hurting. And we watch them like trying to be okay, but they've lost this or they're missing that, or you know, this is heavy and they're trying to put one foot in front of the other, and we see them grieving, we see them hurting. And so that's the question. How are those around you grieving or hurting right now? Let's think about that for a minute. And maybe we haven't thought about that quite enough. But how are our loved ones grieving? What are they grieving? And we probably know. It probably is not very difficult to call that to our mind or our heart. And of course, here's the question, and remember the podcast title, Entering Pain, not ours, but theirs. So are we willing to go there with them? Are we willing to dwell there with those that we love most? And so we're going to go to the Gospel of John, chapter 11. This is the famous story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, an extraordinary, iconic story, an amazing miracle. And there's a certain moment in this story that we don't often stop and think and feel quite long enough. But we're going to pick it up in verse 32. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and she said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, when he saw Mary weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit, and he was troubled. "Where have you laid him?" Jesus asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. And the Jews said, "See how he loved him." Now, Jesus goes on to raise Lazarus from the dead. An incredible miracle, just highlighting the glory of God in and through the work and the person of Jesus. But en route, when Jesus sees Mary weeping, he begins to weep. When he sees the Jews that love Lazarus weep, he begins to weep. When he encounters the pain, the agony, and his own personal loss of Lazarus' friend being dead, he weeps. And then they're able to say, see how Jesus loved him. See how Jesus loved them. See how Jesus loved Mary, because he was willing to enter into her pain. And it's interesting, verse 32, when Jesus shows up, because he had delayed a bit, he was a little bit late for the wake, Mary says, probably in frustration and hurt and pain and maybe even a little bit of anger, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But Jesus doesn't take that offensively, because it's not about his offense. It's about her pain. It's about their pain. It's about him being willing to go there to grieve with those that grieve and to mourn with those that mourn. And so Jesus wept. And then they were able, the crowd, the people were able to look in and say, wow, see how he loved them. And the prayer that's just kind of rising up in my heart right now is, God, give me your heart to see other people's pain. God, give me your eyes to see other people's grief. God, give me your sensitivity and emotion to see other people's hurt. And as I'm kind of poring over this story this morning, what I'm realizing afresh is that Jesus was not stoic. You know, he goes there. He doesn't minimize the pain. And I think we, the church, we've often dismissed or we've minimized people's pain. We move to like a quick spiritualization, and of course we don't realize that we're minimizing people's pain, you know, but sometimes we think that other people's pain is silly, or we quickly theologize other people's pain or situation, and we just think, well, God will use this to form them. Well, that's true. God uses anything and everything, but there's something off about that. There's something that's self-centered about that. You know, sometimes we think that if we go there and enter into people's pain, it won't help them grow. Like they have to get through it and we have to kind of pull them through it. But honestly, the best way to allow and to help and to be there for someone as they're going through pain or loss or grief is to be right in that boat with them. That's exactly what Jesus did in this passage. What Jesus did in this passage is not what a lot of Christian parents or Christian leaders or Christian pastors or Christian theologians do. Jesus went there, and they were able to look in and say, oh, wow, look how, you know, he loved them. Incredible. And honestly, the reason why we minimize, the reason why we dismiss is because it's a sacrifice to go there with people in pain. It's self-giving love. It's vulnerable. It's gentle. It's tender. It's relational. Of course, it's super powerful. But it's a sacrifice to enter people's pain. And one of the things we got to remember is that when we see Jesus, we see who God fully is. This is God. This is how God acts or responds when people are in pain. There is this kind of ancient theological doctrine called the impassibility of God. And it basically means that God is really not affected by actions or by others unless he chooses to be. He's not, he doesn't suffer unless he wants to. And either that is completely unbiblical, or it's a good doctrine because it says that God is not a victim to other people's actions. But regardless, that the impassibility of God has been overplayed, probably by theologians and pastors that haven't wanted to enter into the vulnerability of other people's pain. God is affected. Whether he chooses or whether he doesn't choose, and I would prefer to say that he chooses, but again, I don't want to overplay that point because God's a person, and he enters into the boat of other people's pain, your pain, my pain, Lazarus's pain, Mary's pain, those that are weeping at the tomb of Lazarus. You know, sometimes people just need us to validate their pain, to be there, not to minimize, to listen, to hold them, to stay, not to try to fix. And honestly, this is such an opportunity to deepen relationship with those that we love the most. And here's the truth, and I'm feeling this, I'm just going to say it. We all want deep relationship, but we don't want to go by the way that we'll achieve deep relationship. This is a cross-resurrection pattern. This is a go and enter into someone else's pain. Of course, we're going to discover our pain there, but that's under resurrection. The cross is always under resurrection. Often, we must go where we don't want to go to actually go where we want to go. So, all right, anyway, I gotta land this plane, but I just want to say that one more time. Sometimes we have to go where we don't want to go in order to actually go where we want to go in relationship. And so let's spend a little bit of time praying. And here's the prayer I want us to press into this morning. God, open my eyes to her pain. Open my heart to his pain. God, give me your compassion to see where they are grieving, hurting, losing. And God, as we walk together today, walk me into their pain. Walk me into their loss. And I want to dwell there and be there with them because I want to be like you. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.